I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Underwood keeps, shimmy shake. Bryce Underwood has speed, and he's got the touchdown! The freshman scampers for 13 and poses at Spartan Stadium. Michigan extends the lead.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Up, Nick, you're muted.
Sorry. You guys can just type it to me. You have to like say it on the air. Just be like, yeah, like you're muted. It's my bad. And I don't even know what the call was. It was Noah Eagle. Because the Mark Schlereth interview is on TMZ now that we did a couple days ago. And Bill sent it to me and I was like watching it on TMZ. So, sorry. What was the call for?
What else were you
it was
doing?
Noah Eagle. Well, I was eating a sandwich during the break, but that was like 3 minutes ago.
Gotcha.
Why did you say that?
Seemed like you were finishing that sandwich while we were coming back.
Just now? No.
Yeah.
I would say it.
Oh, that you were chewing on some leftover. Yeah,
honestly,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Do you know what's happened to me now? So, this right here, we'll get to condition in a second. This is what I'm holding right now is one of my Invisaligns, right? So, You know, I'll be really quick about this. So, like the back where my wisdom teeth are on the right side of my mouth, like when you close your mouth sometimes, like I used to be able, like the wisdom teeth would like hit. Like the bottom of my teeth, like the bottom part, whatever that's called. And now they don't anymore. It's like my teeth have all shifted in a good way. They look way better. As a result now, sometimes when I bite down, I like bite like my lip because my teeth are in like a different spot. And I have bitten now my lip like 3 times today. I would show it to everyone, but I'm afraid it's like a bloody mess. So that happened during the break also. And then I was watching, you know, You Better You Bet on TMZ, which is pretty awesome. Joining us right now to talk some college football, it was Bryce Underwood cut, I'm being told. Great. Thank you very much. Our friend, Pro Sports Better, the great Joey Knish. Hit the Books is his college football betting show along with our friend Brad Powers as part of the Hammer Betting Network. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it in podcast form. Just search Hit the Books, and you can follow our friend, the great Joseph Knish, on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. Welcome back to the show, buddy. How are you?
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday, and I got to tell you, what a gritty effort. So, you got Lamar from a torn hamstring. You got guys with ACLs, concussions. But Nikki K gritting through hour two here with a bloody lip, eating a sandwich no matter what. I got to tell you, you know what? I'm surprised. Some men would take a few weeks off in this scenario, but I know you're right here in the big chair ready to go.
Listen, to be fair to me, like I talk for a living and like my lip is screwed up. Like it's not insignificant. All right, let's get some bets for this weekend. Let's start with your Michigan Wolverines. Are we gonna make the playoff? No, right? Michigan 21-point favorite against Purdue, total 49.5. Kanish, any thoughts on your Wolverines?
Listen, baby, it's all still in front of us here. I know the USC got a little bit of a little downer there, but you win this week, the next few weeks, and you got people are ramping up Ohio State. But I tell you what, folks. 4 straight years, and all you got to do, it's right in front of them, is beat them at home. Now, this weekend, let's talk business here. I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned. We got a couple linebacker injuries out. Jimmy Rolder, great game against Michigan State. He's out. Purdue offense can be a little, you know, Michigan, when you're trying to, you know what, last week against Michigan State, took care of business. Again, get backdoored at the end there. And it's a defense that, has given up a little bit more than you'd want to. Also with Bryce Underwood, you know, at home, he's been much better. There's a massive difference in his home and road splits. With all that said, it would be a lean for me on the Boilers, but nothing too significant in this one. Just need to take care of business and get to that final week of the season and bring Ohio State in for five straight.
Well, let's talk about the team you'll be facing that final week of the season. The number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes hosting Penn State in the big noon kickoff. Not exactly the kind of juice that we thought this game would have about a couple of months ago, but it's big noon kickoff nonetheless. Buckeyes 20.5 point favorites, total 44.5. Any betting interest here between the Nittany Lions and Ohio State?
You know what? I've been coming on this show every week and I've been getting set up by that Greek son of Ohio State.
You can say
the greatest team in the country. That's a good thing.
You can say, yeah. Say Greek son of a bitch. It's okay.
Greek son of a bitch serving up the Buckeye crap. I've been eating it up. I've been eating it up every week. No more. No more. You know what? Ohio State, they're a tier above. Let's talk. Double cross. Give me the Nittany Lions. Give me Penn State. This Ohio State schedule looks softer than a pillow, a feta cheese pillow that you get on one of your cheap restaurants up there in Staten Island. I tell you what, I'm not a believer in this. I've gone all the way opposite direction. Give me the Nittany Lions resurgent effort here. Franklin's out. They get a little comeback. Grunkmeyer, maybe he throws for over, 80 yards this week. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to put it together, but give me the 20.5. Penn State keeps it close, and those frauds from Columbus get a sweat this weekend.
I absolutely love it, Kanish. And part of me agrees with you, baby. I don't think they're as good as people think they are. Like I said it earlier this week, I think Ohio State, they're good, but they're not a tier above the rest of the country. I hear that your favorite bet is between Oklahoma and Tennessee. Vols laying 3 over at BetMGM, total 55.5. What do you like in the SEC showdown in Knoxville?
You know what? I sung Rocky Top on this show a few years ago. And you can put this to me. If they cover this week, we're getting the rendition back. I'm dusting off the old Rocky Top, Tennessee. I tell you what, this Oklahoma team, great, incredible year. Great effort week after week after week. They've been showing up. Mateer's been gutting it out. I think Tennessee's the type of team and the type of offense that after they've had five straight hard SEC games, Mateer's not 100%. The defense is starting to get a little, you saw it against Ole Miss. It's like you take those body blows and early in the season, you're taking them, you're punching back. You saw last week that they're starting to get a little wobbly. And I think in this weekend in Knoxville, one of the best home fields there is at night, those people are absolutely insane. I think Oklahoma gets knocked on the canvas, and I just don't think offensively they can keep up. And you've seen a defense that's been great, elite most of the year, start to have a few chinks in the armor, and I don't know if they can bring it up one more week here against Tennessee, which is probably the most explosive offense they faced to date. I think the Vols get them. I think the Vols roll them a bit, and it gets a little bit out of hand, and Oklahoma just doesn't have enough gas left in the tank for this one.
I love it. Tennessee also plus 300 at BetMGM to make the CFP. If they win this game, the game against Vandy's the big one at the end of the year at home. I think there's a really good chance that Tennessee might make the college football playoff. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our buddy Joey Kanish, breaking down college football here heading into week 10. How about Vandy in Texas? Arch Manning is in the concussion protocol practicing, but still in the protocol. Longhorns laying 2.5 against Diego Pavia and the Commodores, total 46.5. Any betting interest here?
You know, Vandy, greatest story there is, right? Greatest story. Pavia then like gets it together and they're having the run. They're getting the magical. I have to tell you though, they got very fortunate versus Missouri. Now it's a Texas team that I think Arch Manning has not been great. And I don't think Arch Manning is great. But there's a pretty big downgrade there going to the second string, who's out of history. He's from like Troy. He was at Jacksonville State. And it's Arch coming off his probably best game in a Texas uniform. I got to tell you, I think he makes quite a bit of difference. And again, not 6-7 points, but a couple, at least you got to give them two or three for a downgrade that if they go to the backup, it's a Texas offense that's already been struggling. I got to tell you, if I'm playing this one, I played a little under here, 45-ish in the range, especially if no Arch. I think to me the total is even a little better there than the side if he's not going to play. Gun to my head, maybe, you know, the old Texas Longhorn doctor, you know, slide something there and you do see Arch. He magically passes protocol at the end of it. Regardless, like under here, think it's ugly, slow tempo. I don't know. This could see this game, honestly, being one of those, you know, 17-10, 17-13. Gun to my head, I would lay it with Texas, but let prefer the under here as opposed to the side.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's going to win the Heisman Trophy?
You know, I talked to our old friend, Heismanson, old lock a lot this week. I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I hate that I'm going to say this because I don't have any great prices on him, but it's unfortunate. Mendoza, they don't have a losable game until the conference championship, right? So, I mean, he's out there, you know, around plus 250, plus 240, plus 260. They just, I don't think they're good. They have a losable game. They got Maryland three touchdowns. They got Penn State. And then you got two cakewalk. He's going to load up the stats. I think at worst, you're going to go into the Big Ten championship and he's going to be a minus 250, minus 300 favorite there. And that's, and maybe it's too late by then. So I can't believe I'm going to say it, because I never thought it would get this far, but who's going to stop him at this point? Maybe Ohio State stops him in the conference championship game, but at that point, I think you'll be looking at a guy who's plus 250, you know, 250-ish right now, and then that number is going to have a minus a month from now, because they're not going to lose, and they're going to do a Cignetti and run it up every week. So I bought some this week. I bought a lot this week, personally, Joey K Investment, you know, but I mean, I'm in on Mendoza. I hate to say it, but I think at worst, it's a great trade piece for a month from now, because unless Indiana gets a big upset, he's going to be the chalk favorite. He just is.
Give us one more bet, Kanish, that you love for this weekend in college football that we have not yet discussed.
You know what? It's going to be a little weekday action here coming in. Get you some steamed fried rice. Memphis coming off the big win, big upset against South Florida. And if there's a team that in a bad spot, a G5 team, maybe outside of Toledo, but another G5 team that loves to either lose or not show up as a double-digit favorite, it's this Memphis Tigers team. Rice playing better, getting a little bit of, you know, they've gotten a little healthier, getting two touchdowns at home, getting Memphis off of the big win for a Memphis team that, I got to be honest, I'm not even a big believer in to begin with, and now I'm getting two touchdowns in one of the great spots here this week. Probably my favorite spot is Memphis off of that game with their QB banged up. They played them, now going to Rice here and getting two touchdowns. Give me Rice. I think they actually make it a sweat here. I'll take the two TDs with the Rice. Woo! Woo! Give me the Owls.
I was going to ask you to do an Owl impersonation if you didn't, so thank you very much. Earlier in the week, Kanish, we had Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL insider, Super Bowl champion NFL on Fox on the show. And in a clip that has gone, and I mean this, it's pretty viral enough to the point now that TMZ aired it today. Bill Zimmerman sent me that clip in the break before I bit my lip for the sixth time today. I asked Mark Schlereth, like, hey, like, what pisses you off? Because he's a pretty ornery guy, like you, like me. What pisses you off outside of football-related things? And he said, it's when people wear, like, flip-flops or socks on an airplane, take their shoes off, and he pees on the floor in the bathroom of the airplane so that the people that are wearing socks have to step in his piss. He's like, he actually said this. It was awesome. Kanish, just keep in mind that this is a family-friendly show. Outside of betting on sports, what pisses you off the most in your personal life?
First off, I heard that. That is the most absolutely diabolical. Where do they get this?
It's unhinged.
Like, you know, I'm gonna walk in the airplane bathroom, and there's like I'm taking my toddler in there, and now I got Schlereth's piss all over the floor. What is wrong with that guy? I can't believe that. Phenomenal quote, though. Can't believe you got like absolutely insane. For Joey K, this isn't going to be as unhinged, but I have to say, it's anybody who doesn't, like, if I'm going to order food, right, and it's, like, anybody in life, if you're just going to the window or, like, doing a drive-through or waiting to get there, like, if I'm going to eat, like, anybody, like, we want to grab food and you're not doing a mobile order where you can just walk in, scoop it up and get out of there, who waits in a drive-through in 2025? Like, you have got to be the most, like, incompetent. Like, anybody, I haven't been in a drive-through in probably 10 years. And if you're waiting in a drive-through, get the hell out of here. Like, nobody, if I'm riding in a car and you pull in that drive-through, I'm yanking the wheel off the road and telling you, get the hell out of here. I'll order it on my phone. It'll be ready before we get through the drive-through. It's got 30 people in it at Starbucks. That's one for me.
Go ahead.
No, just that. Not as great as pissing on the airport floor, but that's what gets me a little riled up.
I'm gonna lead the next segment with like an offshoot of what Kanish said, something that bothers me in my purse. Not the same thing as what Kanish said, but in the same family as what he said. Hit the Books is the show, the college football betting show. YouTube, and find it wherever you find your podcasts, at JoeyKanish22 on Twitter. My friends, best of luck on the bets. Good luck at the drive-thru. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Kanish joining us here on the show. On the other side, we'll talk some college football, and yeah, I got a bunch of other crap to discuss as well.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.